This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Menachem Ben Reb Aaron Yosef HaKohen, the late Mr. Alex Halberstadt, a much beloved participant and supporter on his 30th site. Chof Zayin Elul, 7th of September, Rabbi Alan Kimchi, Akedas Yitzhok.
Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Pleasure to have you.
Always a pleasure. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here in this wonderful Beis HaMedrash and this program, Torah Way, which is the Kiddush Hashem. As it happens, I'm going to be davening here tomorrow morning as well, very unusually, instead of davening in my own shul, because I have a bar mitzvah of a grandson here tomorrow morning. Yehuda Aria Hamilton is going to be bar mitzvah here tomorrow morning in this shul, so I'll be here for tefillahs tomorrow morning, so it's particularly appropriate to come here this morning to share a few interfree Torah with you all. I was looking at a few questions which occurred to me over the years, with connection to the essence of Rosh Hashanah, and particularly Akedas Yitzchak, which I'd like to start with. We say in our slichas every morning, wonderful piyutim, which are written in different ages by different Gedolei Yisrael, but one of these piyutim itself comes from a Mishnah. Probably the earliest piyut that we say in our slichas comes out of a Mishnah in Maseches Tainis, the first Mishnah of the second Perek of Maseches Tainis, and actually I find it a rather unusual piyut. I'd like just to have a look at it for a couple of minutes because there are some very beautiful insights into Akedas Yitzchak which come out of this question and answer. Misha ona lavrom avinu baharam ariya hu yanenu. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we see in the Tanakh several places where Nevi'im, the Ovis, davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were answered, right? Misha Onra Eliyo HaNovi Bahar HaKarmel, we understand. Eliyo HaNovi davened Aneinu Hashem Aneini, and he was answered with the fireman Hashemayim. What did Avram Avinu daven Bahar Maria? Loi Motzinu. Listen to the Akedah. Listen to the story of the Akedah. Do we find Avraham Avinu is davening for something? Misha onel Avraham Avinu Bahara Moria, Huyaneinu, doesn't seem to make sense to us, Bashkofa Rishena, when you look at it at first sight. What sort of tefillah was there here that Avraham Avinu is davening for? He certainly didn't daven that he shouldn't bring up Yitzchak. He didn't forget. Chazal say absolutely forget. He did it completely with Mesiras Nefesh, Ad HaSeif, completely with the Yirah Shamayim, Ata Yodat, Yirei Elokim Ata. So where is the tefillah here that Hu Ya'aneinu? And that's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Tainus. Misha Onel Avraham Avinu Bahara Maria Hu Ya'aneinu. So what are we actually referring to? So I found three different Mahalchim in the Mefarshim, in the Gedolei Yisrael, to try and come to grips with this. And I'm going to very briefly share them with you as follows. What is that?
A korban is a tefillah.
Okay, I mean, it's not really, okay, it's a korban. He did the korban, but actually you're not far off the mark. And maybe I'll start with this remark for a moment. That actually the Marsha picks up this particular question on the Mishnah. And the Marsha says that he had a tefillah. What was his tefillah? The tefillah was, and this actually goes quite deep into the whole subject of Akedas Yitzchak, and maybe into Avodas Hashem in general. If you have a look in the Ramban at the beginning of the Akedas Yitzchak, it says, "Elokim nisso es Avram." The Ramban is very bothered by the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing Avram Avinu, ki'ilu, right, kaviyochol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know who he was. He had to test him to find out who he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know who he was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what was the depths and the power of Avraham Avinu's emunah and yirah shamayim. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to test anybody? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know. what is in the heart and in the soul of every individual. So what is the Nisos Avraham? So the Ramban says a Yosef Godel. The Ramban says that even though within a person's mind and his heart and his neshama, he may have great emunah and great yirah shamayim, the avoda of a person is lahoitzi min hakayach el apayal. This phrase, lahoitzi min hakayach el apayal, I don't know before the Ramban, I haven't seen this phrase used before the Ramban, but the Ramban uses this phrase, and once he used it, the Maral uses it, the Ramchal uses it, lots of Gedolei Yisrael use this particular phrase. It's a key issue. Lahoitzi min hakayach el apayal means to take something which is bekayach, meaning it's in potential. There's a potential power of emunah and yirah shamayim, and to be moitzi lapoyal, to find a physical expression for one's inner yirah shamayim and emunah. Every mitzvah really is an opportunity to use the mitzvah to express our emunah and our yirah shamayim. So Avraham Avinu had great emunah and yirah shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test him, to give him an opportunity to be moitzi min hakayach el apayal, that this emunah and yirah shamayim that he should have should be yoitze el apayal, should be realized in some way in this world. To use the language more of the Gedolei HaChassidus, that all our machshavos and our yirah shamayim is all ba'olam hayitzira. It all exists only in a spiritual world, and it has to be brought down into the olam ha'asiyah. These thoughts and feelings of emunah and yirah shamayim have to be brought down into the physical world in order for them to become real, in order for them to have a power and a kiyum. So says the Ramban, Ve'elokim Nisos Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring Avraham Avinu into a situation where he would be able to express in the physical world his great emunah and ati yodati kirei elokim ota. If that's true, then we're stuck. Because what happened is, in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, don't do it. So what's happened? Avraham Avinu is left with all his emunah and yirah shamayim b'koyach, and how's he going to be mighty v'poyah? How's he going to do that? And the answer is the ayil. That's the shefa. The ayil is the opportunity that he had to be mighty v'poyah all his inner machshavos and yirah shamayim. Right, and so where's the tefillah? So coming back to my question, Mishal and Avraham Avinu Hu Yaneinu. So Rabbi said, to answer this question, you have to look at Rashi. As is the case with most questions, the answer is somewhere buried in Rashi. Rashi, this is Vayalehu Lo'ilo Tachas Benoi. Right? Why does the pasuk have to say Rashi? Say? Rashi asks the question. Tachas Benoi. Says Rashi, Me'achash HaKosav Yaleh Lo'ilo L'Chosav Mikra Klum. It didn't need to say Tachas Benoi. He just took the ayil, Ve'yaleh Lo'ilo. We know that it's Tachas Benoi, we've just had the whole story. And he wanted to bring Benoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yimatish L'Chiyotcha L'Nar, and then he brings the ayil. Why does the Pasuk now say Tachas Benoi? Says Rashi, Al Kol Avoido She'osa Hoya Mispalel Ve'oimah. Here's the tefillah. Misha Ono Lavrom Avinu Bahara Moriah. What was his tefillah? The tefillah's in Rashi. He was misparing. He said, Yihirotzein Shetehezu Ki'ilu Hoyo Asuyo Bibni. Each Avoida on the aisle, he had a tefillah, Yihirotzein, it should be considered as if I was doing this on Bibni. Why did he have this tefillah? In order that his Yirah Shamayim should be Yotzei Min HaKayach El Apayal, says the Marsha, in order that he should have a physical opportunity to express in this world, in the Olam HaAsiyah, that Yirah Shamayim, which he was willing completely to do Belev Shalei with Akedas Yitzchak, that would have been left completely in the Olam HaYetzirah, would never have come into the world. So therefore the Ayil solved that problem, and there's the Tefillah. And I think this is a brilliant answer to the question. So when are you next going to say it? Sunday morning, you're going to say, Misha Onol Avraham Avinu Bahara Maria Hu Yaneinu. You have to think of this Rashi. That Rashi says that on each Avoida he used to say, Yihirotzon She'ekilu Asuya B'bni. And this is the Yesod of all Karbonos. And that's a subject for a separate shir. And this is the... Where is this Rashi?
Yes.
On the word Tachas B'nai. Right towards the end of the Akedah, on this word, Tachas Benai, Rashi says that he was Mispalo, which in the Psuki we don't find any tefillas at all. That's why I had the problem, what the piyut means. What did the Mishnah mean? You have to learn Pshat in a Mishnah. In a piyut, you can say it's poetry. Right? A lot of the piyutim are poetry, they're not mechuyin. We can't be medayik in all the piyutim in our slichas and our kinnas and everything. These are poetry. But if it's a Mishnah, then you can be medayik. You can look into every single word in a Mishnah. It was written by Ruach HaKodesh. So you have to know how to learn a Mishnah. So this Mishnah was difficult for me, and this, I think, is one very good answer. There is another answer here. Answer number two is to be found in Targum Yonason ben Uziel. Targum Yonason ben Uziel says at the end of the Akedah, when he says, "Vayikro Shem Amokam Ahu Hashem Yireh." Vayikro Shem Mokam Ahu Hashem Yireh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, that Avraham Avinu named Har Moriah. Hashem Yireh. What did he mean by that? Says Targum Yonason ben Uziel, that Avraham Avinu was mispalel that the Akedah should be a Zikoron L'Doros. That the zechus of this moment shouldn't be lost in history, and that it should be l'doiri deiris, that every dor should be able to draw down a zechus from this moment. That was his tefillah. So this is the second pshat. Misha onul Avraham Avinu b'har Moriah hu yaneinu. What was his tefillah? His tefillah was that this akedah should be a zikaron l'doiris. And in fact, what do we say in our musaf of Rosh Hashanah? At the end of Zichronos, what's the last line before we say Baruch Atah Hashem Zocheh Abris? What do we say? We say Vakedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoim Barachamim Tizkor. Vakedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoim Barachamim Tizkor. Right? Says the Yonason ben Uziel. When was this Zikaron L'Doros? When was this eternal Zchus? When was it instituted with the Tefillah of Avraham Avinu? When he said, and that was what it means, Misha Onel Avraham Avinu b'Har Moriah. That's my suggestion, that that's a different pshat, in the Mishnah. There's a third pshat here, which takes us a bit further afield. I'm really saying I'm halfway through the thing. I always have difficulty timing in this. I always run out of time in the half an hour slot that we have available here. Always run out of time. But I'll just share with you very briefly. There is a Gurari of the Maharal. Won't go into the context of it, etc. The Gurari says that when we're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two levels of tefillah. One are the words that we say, and then there is something else. There is what he calls Ritzayin Yireyav Yaseh. Ritzayin Yireyav Yaseh means there are machshavos which are in our heart, which we don't even articulate. We don't even say them properly, because we don't know exactly what to daven for. And that's taka, the meaning of the phrase that we find in the tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there should be Yimale Hashem Mish'alois Libecha L'Teiva. What does it mean, Mish'alois Libecha L'Teiva? Mish'alois Halev are actually the machshavos that we have. And this is indeed, I think everybody has this experience occasionally. You stand before the Rebbein Yishtalem, you taka don't know what to daven for. You don't know exactly. Certain things, of course, we daven for. Right? The obvious, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look after us and our families, and give us life and health, etc. But the Mish'alos Libeinu, that is deep in our hearts and our thoughts. So it could be, according to that, that indeed Avraham Avinu didn't say any explicit tefillahs, but when it says Mish'alos, Misha Onel Avraham Avinu b'Har Moriah hu yaneinu, what he meant was the hidden thoughts of Avraham Avinu, that somehow out of Akedas Yitzchak should come something of immense eternal value. That was something he never articulated, but was in his heart, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard that tefillah. And I think these are three possible terutzim to the question of Misha Onel Avraham Avinu b'Har Moriah hu yaneinu. I must be honest with you, maybe next year I'll find answers to the next line of that piyut, which I don't know, Misha Onel Yitzchak b'Noi. I don't know what the answer to that question is. Rabbi, it's a homework for you all. Misha Onel Yitzchak b'Noi shemek ha'na gavim mizbeach hu yaneinu. What did Yitzchak daven for? All the three terutzim here really only apply to Avraham. What do you say? That he should have answered, so we can have... Then he shouldn't be posukot. He should be a rotui. He should be rotui lekabel. Oh, we've already got a teretz here. You see, ain beis hamedrash below chiddush. The teretz is that his tefillah was that he should be zeche to be a korban sholei below mum. That he should be able. He should be That is as far as I want to go on this particular question. It's an interesting question. Okay, the second question that I was looking at is Nagea to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Hashem Hashem Kerachum B'chanun Erech HaPayim, right? These are, as we all know, these are the ultimate expressions of Chazdei Hashem, Kilei Somnu, the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachum B'chanun. But there's one word there which always intrigued me, which doesn't seem to fit. Okay, Rachum, Chanun, okay, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed, Emes. Emes doesn't sound like a Midas HaRachamim. The Midu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. If it's MS, that sounds closer, I think, to Midas HaDin, the Midas HaRachamim. What is the MS? The MS means the absolute truth. The absolute total truth. The absolute total truth. What is the truth, Rabbi Sai? What is the truth of all of us on Rosh Hashanah? The truth is, Mi Yamoid L'Fonecho Badin, that nobody can be Oymid Badin, right? Im Avoynes Tishma Kar Hashem Mi Yamoid. Who can stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin? That's the MS. That's not Rachamim, that's the MS. The MS is that nobody is able to claim that he can be Omed Badin. So what does it mean in the Midas HaRachamim? What does it mean, the MS? That is some an interesting question. We say it all the time. Why is this one of the Midas HaRachamim? And I saw actually at the beginning of a Mahalach, which I was looking at in the Sifsei Chaim, or Chaim Friedlander, has actually got a few interesting auras on this particular question, and his writings are often very, very, very beautiful and very, very profound, and very worth following up. So I'll just touch on it a little bit, because I'll tell you why. It's completely at the heart of Rosh Hashanah. Let me explain to you what do I mean, it's at the heart of Rosh Hashanah. In our Nusach HaTfilah, in the bracha of Kedushas HaYoyim, Chazal always give us a definition of the day, right? When it comes to Shabbos, it says V'yonuchu v'Yisrael, right? That it should be a day of Menucha, right? That the Shabbos is a day of Menucha, right? When it comes to Yontif, what do we say in our tefillah? We say at the very end, V'yismuchu v'chol Yisrael v'kadshei shemecha, that we should be besimcha. What does it say in Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't say neither Menucha nor Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is neither a chag, in the full sense of the word, it has elements of chag, but it's not a full chag, nor is it a day of menucha. So what is it? Right? So what is the crucial line that Chazal gave us in the bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? The answer is, Ki ato elokim emes, u'dvorcho emes, v'kayim lo'at. That's it, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about what? It's about emes. That's it. It's not Menucha, and it's not Simcha B'Sosim. It's about focusing on the ultimate truth about life, the ultimate truth about the meaning and the purpose of why we're in this world, the ultimate truth about Bereishis Bara Elokim, why the human being, Hayom Haras Elom. We're touching on the ultimate emes of our existence, and that's Rosh Hashanah, Ki Ato Elokim emes, U'dvaruch Hu emes, B'chaim La'ad. So if there's one key word for Rosh Hashanah to define the Itzumo Shel Yoyim, what is really Rosh Hashanah about, I would say that thinking about and reflecting on what type of MS we're referring to here is something very, very crucial. But in what sense? So I just want to take this idea one stage further a little bit, using the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is one of the most magnificent, right, in the works. Not that the Rambam needs my heksha, you understand, but the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva is certainly something during in the literature yeshivas that used to have a practice for Dairus, that the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, every day they would learn one perek in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, because the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva has got 10 perokim, so Aseret Yemei Tshuva, they would learn a perek of Hilchos Tshuva every day. What's interesting in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, he was the first person ever to write about the concept that there are Hilchos Tshuva. Tshuva was always considered to be a madrega, was considered to be a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are halachas about Tshuva, that Tshuva is part of the Mishnah Torah, that it's halachas, it was really the chiddush of the Rambam. And what he does is, okay, chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4 is all about different concepts of Shkal V'Beinish and Tshuva, and different types of Eras Tshuva. And then suddenly, chapter 5, he's talking about only one subject, and that is Rishus Nesuno Lachal Adam Bechira. Says the key to understanding tshuva is understanding the kayach ha-bechira. If you haven't got bechira, you can't do tshuva. Bechira means you're able to assess yourself and your life. You're able to see where you can make improvements, and you can use your bechira. Right? Tomorrow's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "What's my advice to you?" Uvocharta b'chayim. Uvocharta b'chayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, is telling Klal Yisrael, "This is it. I'm giving you as a chayim, as a moves. I'm giving you opportunities of chayim and moves. It's a bracha and the klala. Uvocharta b'chayim. The kerch ha-bechira that a person has is at the heart of tshuva." And then in chapter 6, the Rambam says, there are people who are beyond tshuva. It's a bit of a chiddush, and it's debated among the Rishonim. He says that there is such a thing. What does he do? He analyzes one or two psukim in the Torah. The classic one, of course, is Paroi, by Chabad Hashem as Lev Paroi. That Paroi was not able to do tshuva anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him to do tshuva because he had used his Bechira so badly, so many times, that he had reached what you might call in English the point of no return. He couldn't come back anymore. What does this mean, he couldn't come back anymore? So if you look at the Rambam, what he means is, and I'm just paraphrasing because I've only got a few minutes here this morning, he says, Bechira is only possible so long as a person is able to be makir ha-emes. Once you can be makir the emes, in your mind, at least, you've got an idea of the MS, and then you realize that in your life you've fallen short of the MS, then you can do tshuva, then you can use your bechira. But if you've done so many averus that your ability to understand what the MS is has been lost, then there's no way back, because you won't be able to find a way back, because you don't know what the MS is at all, right? Because I'll say a few times in different places, when a person does an Aveira repeatedly, doing it repeatedly, again and again, you lose the sense that there's anything wrong with this. Why? Because you've lost the emes. Right? So says the Rambam, one has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore to us our sense of emes. And once he restores to us our sense of emes, then it's up to us to use our Bechira properly. But the stage one is not to use your Bechira. Stage one is to know what the MS is. In every field, Ben Adul Mbaka, Ben Adul Chaveira, whatever it is, you need to know what the MS is. Once you know the MS, then you can use your Bechira, but it's possible. And the Rambam says, for example, the Pasuk in the Dovah Hashem, Ori V'Yishi, towards the end, Hareini Hashem Darkecho, Necheini Baruch Misha, Olaman Sheroi, that David HaMelech is davening. Haven't got the Rambam in front of me now, but if you have a look at Hilchos Tshuva, chapter 6, halacha 4, I think it is, he says that al zeh yisparalu atzadikim anavim. He says they davened that the averus should not block for them their sense of emes. It's our sense of emes which is crucial to our tshuva, which is crucial to our avodas Hashem. That, says Chaim Friedlander, that's Pshat Hashem Hashem Kerecha V'chan Erech Avayim Rav Chesed. The MS here means the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, despite the fact that he's done tshuva, despite the fact that he's done Averus, and his Averus could have a natural consequence of him losing sight of the MS. The Midas HaRachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he restores the MS to the human being, and he gives us the opportunity of doing tshuva. And that's, I think, a very beautiful insight into Hashem Hashem Kerachu Machanan. And next time you say that, you can think about it. But in fact, I saw in one of the writings of Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, he says in the Mishnah, which describes the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, he says, Ono Hashem Chatosi Ovisi Poshati, and then again, Ono Hashem Kapenola Avoyas. What's the two Ono Hashem? Why is it twice Ono Hashem? I understand, honor Hashem, kapenola avoinas, v'lachatayim, right? That we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us kapara. What is the first honor Hashem, chatosi ovisi poshati? What is that? What is the bakosha here? Honor Hashem is a bakosha. Honor Hashem, chatosi ovisi poshati, right? It says, Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik is that Kohen Gadol davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that despite his averus, he should be able to see the emes. Ona Hashem, say, Chotosi Yomisi Pshati, and therefore really, that my sense of emes is lost. So I'm davening you, please restore my sense of what the emes really is. And then, Ona Hashem, Kapen Ola Avonis, then I can do tshuva and get kapara. That is, so there are lots of different aspects of this understanding of the word emes, but it is crucial to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, last 5 minutes, I just want to share with you a most magnificent about Torah, which really should be a whole shiur of half an hour, but I'll try and condense it into a couple of minutes. And that is also a very beautiful part of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and this vort comes from the Ramah. Ramosh Isserles, writing 450 years ago in Krakow, so he wrote a sefer, rather obscure sefer, called Torah HaOilah, which is not really on the reading list of most people, but it is. He goes into Perushim in all sorts of different aspects of the Aveda, the Kohenim, the Levim, etc. We say in the Aveda, the Kohen Gadol, when he gets into the Kodesh Kodashim, what does he do? Nichnas l'makam she'nichnas, which is the Kodesh Kodashim, and he starts the Zrikas Adam. Right, the Zrikas Adam, which we're familiar with from the first Mishnah in Ezeel Mekayman every morning. Right? And then these Hazoya Abed Habadi and Porochas, we're familiar with this, of the Hazoya. However, the Hazoya, the Posuk about Hazoya, uses the word Mazer twice. Velokach midam hapa, the Hizor betzpa, pnei akapuris kema, velithni akapuris yazeh sheva polim. So the word yazeh, Hizor, is used twice. Says the Gemara, in Yuman and Gimel. So the Gemara says, what do we know from here? We know that the Hazayah needs to be in a special way, which is, and here comes the phrase that we're familiar with, Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. V'Kach Hayomayne Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim. What is all this? Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Achas V'Sholesh. What is this? So he says, okay, so the truth is, as I say, it's a lengthy subject. What is the Kohen Gadol doing by saying Acha? He should really just simply count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's what he should do. Because he has to make one Zerika Lamala, higher up on the Parochas, and then Sheva Lamata. So he should count 8. That's what I would do. You've got 8 Zerikas to do. You should count 1, 2, 3. And why count them? Because we don't find him counting any. There are lots of Zerikas he has to do. He never counts. Suddenly here he's counting, and he counts in a very strange way. Achas, and then Achas for Achas, Achas for Shtayim. Okay, we got the Achas already. Why does he need to repeat it all the time? So there's all sorts of questions about this. And again, it's a Mishnah, Rabbi Sa. The Achas, Achas for Achas. You have to learn what Chazal meant in this Mishnah. Says the Ramah. So the Ramah connects this with a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, where the Gemara speaks about the Yetzirah, and says, Sheva Shemois, na Yetzirah. There are 7 names to the Yetzirah. What does it mean, 7 names to the Yetzirah? If you look at the Mafarshim, it means the Yetzirah has got 7 different ways in which he can be machshelas. He can use covered, he can use anger, he can use jealousy. He's got various different, the dark side of human nature, right? The Yetzirah is able to use Sheva Shemois. And what have we got connected the Sheva Shemos? We only got one thing, right? Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavli. In other words, the Torah, the neshama of the human being, the sense of ruchnius and the neshama of the human being, that is the antidote to all the different temptations of the Yetzirah. Says the Ramah beautifully, he says the Kohen Gadol is expressing this idea, Achas Lamala. We've only got one thing which keeps us connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's our neshama, and the Torah and the mitzvahs that strengthens our neshama, that's the mala. But Sheva Lamata, there are 7 ways in which we can be drawn down in this world. We can be nikshal with gaiva, we can be nikshal with jealousy, we can be nikshal with anger, there are all sorts of things. Right? So he says, Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata. And that is a beautiful remez. And I'm sure there's much, much more to it, of course, but this is very, and as Dudu mentioned just before, so there is one of the Rosh Tevis of the name Elul. So we're familiar with Elul, is Anila Dodi Vidodi, that's the most famous one that you heard in Cheder. But this is a new acronym, a new Rosh Tevis for Elul, which is Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. Achas tamala v'sheva lamata is Rashi Tevis for Elul, and with that I'll leave you, Rabbi Say, please God, you should have a ksiva chasim teva, a good kibbutz year, and a year of geulah v'yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy that. Enjoy that.